Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, over the years, TV series have begun to attract increasingly detailed fan theories from viewers. Will Cousin Greg win Succession? Is that even the thing? I suppose it is. Did Malcolm in the Middle grow up to be Walter White? Fantastic. Did a homeless Phoebe Buffay simply dream up the entire cast of Friends? There's no line in the script that goes unanalysed by these superfans. And with more time on our hands during the pandemic, the rise and rise of fan theories continues. And that's what I want to talk about now, because Africa's here and knows all about it. Africa O'Connell, that is. To explain the appeal, I suppose, of it all, just of people kind of back and forthing, is it all the time?
Yeah, totally.
On Dowell Internet. And to talk about some of the weirdest fan theories during the round. So these fan theories, where are they coming from and who's coming up with them?
So remember, right, back in the mists of time when cult shows like The Sopranos and, you know, The West Wing and huge shows like this kind of had their start in a time where the internet wasn't really that commonplace in like people's houses, and, you know, you didn't have like smartphones and all that kind of crack. But so all we had time, all we were able to do was talk to each other about it. Not only were we waiting for like an episode a week, like we are now with Succession, I suppose, but we also only had each other to talk about it with. So that can get really old incredibly quickly if everybody's heard your brilliant theory, everybody you know has heard your brilliant theories about Succession or about The Sopranos or whatever it is. But now, and in the past few years, sites like Reddit and all these other kind of internet forums mean that people can go to these subreddits about shows and just absolutely geek themselves out with other like-minded people. So they can talk about, you know, will Greg win Succession? What's going to happen with Shiv? And also there's, you know, did Tony Soprano die? Is he still alive? Will there be a prequel? All this kind of thing. People are losing their minds. And now, because there's a pandemic as well, there's like people were, there's the shows like that were around in 1998 that are also getting a second like resurgence because of the internet and people deciding they're going to guess
retrofit fan theories.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking about something here. The people who write these programs and all the rest, and coming towards the end of a series and they haven't started, say, series three yet. They must get fantastic ideas from
Is it, right? So there's one particular, I can't remember which particular show it was. It might have been, it was maybe Breaking Bad or something like that, when the writer said, I deliberately don't pass on the stuff that I see to the producers or to the showrunners, or whatever it is, because it'll influence the way they're planning on writing the show. Do you know what I mean? So there's loads of
or that. I do pass them on because it will influence the way they're writing the shows. Brilliant. In other words, get the public to do it for you.
That's it. Yeah, it's crowdsourcing a plot, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that kind of way?
Yeah, exactly. So listen, what shows are giving rise to sort of complex fan theories at the moment?
Yeah.
And the word complex you can define later.
Yeah.
Mad, in other words.
Mad, yeah,
so go
basically
on, tell me.
So there's, obviously, there have been, I don't know, like, I know you're watching it, you're obsessed with it, and we talked about it just there for a second. Succession.
Well, do you know something I haven't?
Oh, you're not watching.
See, one of the terrible, one of the really sad things about all these things is if you're in at the very beginning of something,
I know,
you actually kind of, you feel more like,
I know, invested.
Yeah. The biggest one from my point of view was the greatest TV program I've ever seen, which is The Office. And like, I remember watching the first program. I was just flicking through channels, and for 10 full minutes, I thought it was a documentary. I was thought, this is weird. I mean, like, he's looking at the camera there as though the camera shouldn't be there. Like, why don't they just get the camera out of the way? The poor guy. And I realised, wait a second. And it took me a while. And then when it did, it just became just the greatest thing. Because it was a totally new form of comedy. It was the comedy of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I still find it very hard to watch.
Succession, I was there for the beginning of as well. And a lot of things I'm not there for the beginning. So I feel invested in it so much.
If you feel a sense of ownership over Succession.
But nothing much happens, in inverted commas, if you like, in Succession. So therefore, the only time there's anything that you really need to know something is the very last 5 minutes of each series.
Exactly.
And I know what happens at the end of series one. I know what happens at the end of series two. I've seen all of series one and two twice.
Yeah.
And now that there's been 5 weeks or so or 6 weeks, I think I better sit down for a bit of a binge.
Oh yeah, a lovely little binge for yourself. So you've been recording all these and getting them ready for a little.
And by the way, you can tell
toy
me
show night
about
in.
It, there's nothing to tell because nothing happens.
Yeah, well, this is the,
in terms of telling.
That's the thing, I suppose, about Succession is that it's unique in the sense that it's actually kind of you're right. There's no massive explosive plot points basically until the last episode of every season.
Yeah.
But it's the build up is amazing. Yeah. So people know the formula of Succession. There has been no show in my memory that has created a cultural impact like this in recent years.
Are you telling me on the fan forums there's an awful lot of stuff?
So this is what's happening. People are over on the Succession Reddit, right? The subreddit Succession. And they're over there filling their days talking about whether Cousin Greg will end up like top dog, whether Logan is going to burn it all to the ground, and if Conor Roy is going to end up in the White House because he was interested
That's
in politics
so
from a very young age.
You could have said all of that and it could have been programmed kind of 14 and not the first five of 20 to 30 already, you see.
That's it, exactly. But people just love
talking about it. You can tell me that. He's not still going for the White House, is he?
I can't tell you that.
Is he still out in New Mexico?
Things have changed since then. But the Reddit is packed full of like crumbs of like little info and illicit photos from shooting as well, where people get, you know, they might grab.
Well, do you know what I do every time I watch one program in these things? I often read the reviews afterwards.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that. Oh, right.
That's what I do.
Now, I do do that kind of thing, you know, because it's really good and explains a few things as well.
Well, I have to watch Success. I have to watch every episode.
Only once you've seen it.
Yeah, well, that's fair. You don't want to spoil it for yourself, but you're right. Yeah, it is. So particularly at the moment, it's giving rise to these really complex fan theories about, you know, what's going to happen in the next, you know, episode, season, whatever, because it's been greenlit for a fourth season as well. So that's the kind of thing that is being talked about on the Succession subreddit. Yeah.
Right. Okay, fair enough. So people are also discovering older shows, as you mentioned as well, for the first time.
Because obviously when we, you know, in the first lockdown or whatever it was, when we had, you know, people weren't sure what was happening. Some people were furloughed. Some people were, you know, lost their jobs and all this kind of thing. And I think there was probably more time on people's hands without being able to go out and do the things everyone would normally do. And they got into kind of older box sets. So it was the perfect time if you hadn't seen something like The Sopranos, which you still haven't, which is insane, Breaking Bad or something like that. It was kind of the perfect time to do it. But they're also, so there's this whole new generation of people on like Reddit and internet forums and stuff like that, talking about a show and like expanding theories of a show that's already ended. Right. Do you know?
Almost like this is what they should have done.
Exactly. So that's kind of what happens, and it causes some disappointment.
And again, I'm sure the writers might look at it and go, God, your man's right.
That's it. So what happens sometimes, right, is because people are watching it, they're not sort of curtailed by budgets, or they're not curtailed by location or whatever. So their imagination is their only limit,
of course,
you know, this kind of way. So they're talking about, you know, stuff like outlandish things. One really good example where the actuality didn't live up to the theories was this year, earlier on in the year, with Line of Duty on BBC, which I loved. And
I believe it was brilliant.
I was obsessed with it. And it was like, and the first five seasons were on Netflix and it was amazing.
But
and
once you invest that much, you really, really, one of the biggest things of all is has to have a good ending.
This is the problem. So nobody was sure when the sixth season aired, you know, only a couple of months ago, whether this was going to be the series finale as well as the season finale. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people were expecting something really huge. And the Line of Duty Reddit groups, the Facebook groups, all that kind of stuff were building up because it was like a detective show. It was fun to sort of play detective as well in the Facebook groups and in the Reddits and all that kind of thing. And what happened was a really damp squib of kind of a final season and definitely a final episode. Because after all these bombastic theories that people had read and gotten excited about, it was a very subtle commentary on like police corruption. We were like, Jed.
Okay, so the point about all this is the fallout from that is like absolute anger.
Just really disappointed and kind of, and then of course, but then there's a million more threads where people are talking about what they should have done and talking about how disappointed they are and all this kind of stuff.
And again, the writers might say, wow, what a great idea. Why didn't they tell me that beforehand? What about Game of Thrones? That's got to be one of the biggest.
Oh, Game of Thrones was like, I never got into Game of Thrones basically until it was over, you know, because I just, fantasy isn't really my thing.
It's not really my thing either. And yet I was there from kind of the start and I watched the whole thing and, you know.
There before it was cool.
I don't really care about it, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, what happened with Game of Thrones, and I'm not a super fan, so I wouldn't speak for proper Game of Thrones super fans, but it was so brilliant for the first like couple of seasons and it was so exciting and all this kind of thing.
And famously it did something in Program 29 and that just was so fantastic.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it did something in Program 29, as you say. And then, of course, everything else, you know, George R. R. Martin hadn't finished the last one and all this kind of thing. So they were working from different source material.
Nonsense.
And the
he was working from Reddit by the sound of it.
Exactly. And then just turned into this absolute, which is widely acknowledged as one of the worst final seasons.
There's a certain petering out, all right.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. And people were really, really, really disappointed with the Game of Thrones finale. But the thing is that with stuff like that, then you have to think, well, is constantly speculating about these series and what could happen and what should happen, does it kind of ruin your enjoyment of the series overall? Do you know what I mean?
No, it's just the pursuit of excellence. That's all. Standards, Carruthers, for God's sake.
That is true. That is true. Do you want to hear because I know you're under pressure, but do you want to hear some of the weird theories that have popped up around kind of different programs or whatever? So I mentioned it in your intro, right? In Breaking Bad, there was in that kind of speculation land of TV, there was a lot of bemusement about Bryan Cranston playing Hal in Malcolm in the Middle and then also going on to play Walter White in Breaking Bad. People don't understand acting.
Wait a second, there's a connection here, is there, that I didn't know about? I've seen Malcolm in the Middle about three times in my life.
It's good.
So I know who he is and what he does.
It's very good. And Frankie Muniz plays...
It's mainly about the kid.
Exactly,
And the brother and all that.
But Bryan Cranston is the dad, Hal, and he's very good in it.
So wait a minute, there's a connection.
This is what the people started theorising about Breaking Bad. So one line of thinking is that Breaking Bad is a prequel to Malcolm in the Middle and Walter White ends up going into the witness protection program, assuming the identity of Malcolm's father.
And assuming he didn't die at the end of Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
You'd have to do some mental gymnastics.
Is it that Frankie Muniz annoyed him so much that he was driven to selling crack? Or crystal meth or
crystal
whatever it
meth.
Was. Yeah, so it could be that way around.
The other theory is that Malcolm, like Walter, is a genius. Mm. And Breaking Bad is a sequel to Malcolm in the Middle.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, right. Okay,
so Malcolm, like Walter, is a genius. He has expertise in chemistry. They're both incredibly intelligent, stubborn and manipulative, and they can be violent and selfish and have some supply of morality.
So that's what people are writing on these things, and they add one and one together and they get a two.
They think that Frankie Muniz grew up to be Walter White in Breaking Bad. There is another one about The Walking Dead, and I didn't watch The Walking Dead, did you?
No, I've never.
Yeah, there's another one theory about that Walter White's blue meth caused the zombie apocalypse in The Walking Dead.
So you see, it's all connected. What about Friends? Tell me about Friends.
This was actually really grim, this theory, right? So it's kind of more of an alternate ending, I guess. But in 2015, there was someone on Twitter and everybody was talking about Friends. It arrived on Netflix and there was, you know, all that kind of
huge
excitement about that. But one person said they proposed a different finale. And they said that the ending would have revealed that all 10 seasons were the product of a homeless Phoebe's imagination, projecting herself into the lives of others because all she ever wanted was friends.
Oh, I see.
So when this was put to the Friends co-creator, Martha Kaufman, she said
that may not be true.
She reacted with absolute horror and she said, "That is a terrible theory. It's insane. That is crazy all television theory. I just think someone needs a life."
Hold on a second. Friends did end, obviously. Did it end on something? Something happened?
It ended. No, what they all kind of like, you know, they got married, they broke up, they got back together, you know, all that kind of thing. It was a fairly soft ending, it was a happy ending.
What about Lost?
So Lost...
Nonsense series. I started that. I went for the second one. I went, this is
Well, do you know what happened? Like, the problem with Lost is that I think the writers just completely lost their way. Have, you know, about two-thirds of
the way
through.
They got carried away because people loved the first one, so they dragged it out.
Exactly. And they kept trying to bring it back, and it just never happened. So it was one of the most speculated about TV series of all time because of the way...
It was the start of all this stuff.
That
too,
was
though.
It, yeah. because of yeah. all the way... and like we talked about cliffhangers before, it was the king of the cliffhangers. So like if you cliffhangers just give rise to this, you know, they want you to speculate and they want you to, you know, think for yourself about what might be going on. But there was a really intensely passionate fan base as well. One of the theories was that the light at the center of the island, do you remember that? Actually time
I
itself.
Remember one guy had a band. He used to be in a band.
Charlie.
Drive Shaft.
Yeah.
And like I said, right, okay, I'm not watching anymore.
Charlie, it was like...
Thank God we never heard any music from them. Or maybe you did in later programmes.
I can't remember if you did or not. But they said that Jacob's mother explains that the light is a physical manifestation of life, death and rebirth.
That's what I thought myself.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. And a portion of light lives inside every human being, yet that they always want more. That was one of the...
And we're all God's children.
It's an extremely stupid...
Okay, so finally, just very important, because I don't know it at all. Scooby-Doo.
This was a good one, actually,
really?
I thought. It's kind of convincing. It was made in the 60s. It was made in the late 60s, Scooby-Doo. But there's a convincing enough theory that the magic mystery van that the kids used to drive around in wasn't just driving around to solve mysteries. It was full of draft dodgers.
Right, okay. Africa Call. Thank you very much for checking Reddit so I don't have to.
Fine.
Fan theories in TV. Right, that's enough. Thanks. Good luck.
Bye.
Take it easy. Bye.
Dave Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.